From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump has signed a sanctions bill that he declared is, quote, significantly flawed, with clearly unconstitutional provisions. The bill has penalties aimed at Russia for its interference in last year's American presidential election. It also imposes fresh sanctions on Iran and North Korea. And it limits the president's ability to lift the punishments. Mr. Trump was not happy about that. In a statement released by the White House Wednesday, he said, "By limiting the executive's flexibility, this bill makes it harder for the United States to strike good deals for the American people and will drive China, Russia, and North Korea much closer together." But House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said majority Republican lawmakers must not permit the Trump White House to wriggle out of its duty to impose these sanctions for Russia's brazen assault on our democracy. President Trump and two Republican senators announced on Wednesday a proposed new law to reduce legal immigration. At the White House, the president said the United States has for decades let too many low-skilled immigrants into the country.
"As a candidate, I campaigned on creating a merit-based immigration system that protects U.S. workers and taxpayers, and that is why we are here today, merit-based."
At the announcement, Mr. Trump said the bill would create a, quote, points-based system that officials will use when considering applications to live and work in the United States. The president said the legislation is meant to protect minority workers competing for jobs against brand new arrivals to the country. This is VOA News.